KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Galen H. with 5 stars writes, for Dish, home theater, and TV mounting, I call B&T Satellite. Doug has helped me move my Dish network services twice in the last 3 years, and I couldn't be happier with the service he provides. It's nice to have a local guy that serves all the North States. He also helped me in my latest move with my TV mounts at a reasonable price when I couldn't get any other companies to do it unless I bought added equipment or services.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Right. But those are going to be in the back of something, or they're going to be in a nice clump in a circle. The more that are together, the better off that the pollination rate will increase, and the look will just be more and more stunning that way. So picking out what you like, and then grouping them in clumps, grouping them in different ways, and instead of just a straight line, maybe it's a wavy line, allowing the plants to have a little bit more depth in there, and it looking bigger than it might actually be. And you can do that if you have a very small spot that is, you know, right next to the house. You've got 2 feet, but by using a wavy line instead of a straight line, it looks bigger because it looks like you're going through multiple layers as that wave goes by of plants. So just some things to be thinking about, and this is the time to be thinking about those annuals and saying, yeah, I'm going to do these this year. Hey, you might not even have to do seeds. You could go to a garden center when this all comes out, and a lot of these are purchased for. You can purchase in 6-packs, 4-inch annuals, 6-inch annuals, 8-inch annuals, and go to town. But I will say that the least expensive way is going to be seeds. as you're getting, you know, depending upon the style, you're getting more seeds than you would in a six-pack. Now, you could kind of look at that and say, well, if I buy a six-pack, I pay this amount. But if I plant it myself, I need to buy the container, I need to buy the soil, I need to provide all the water to get it to where it needs to be. And so it might make more sense either way to you. But think about that now. So that later on, when it comes time, you're ahead of the game. Especially with something along the lines that needs to be, if you're starting indoors, needs to be done in the next month or so. And so if you're planting something, planning on using something, and you want to start with seeds, and you're looking at end of May into June, well, that's when the plant should have already been, you know, started to grow. So looking at that is going to help you as well. Maybe it's adding some bulbs, right? Some of the bulbs, the spring, the summer flowering bulbs would be good to have out there. You know, gladiolas, that's a cool looking one. And those are a summer blooming bulb. You can look at some of the dahlias, you know, and say, all right, those, you know, those are perfect for what I'm looking for. And those are going to be the best to do this spring. So I want you to do that research. I want you to look at it. So when the season hits, you're ready to go. You go to wherever it is you're going to purchase it. You buy it, and it's already set to go in a certain area. And it just makes that so much easier so you can focus on everything else. You can focus on enjoying the garden. You can focus on enjoying your family. You can focus on just being able to spend time outside. All these different things. But planning ahead in the garden is definitely the way to go. So we're going to take a break here. And if you want to be on an upcoming show, and I'd love to have you, you can call us at 339-645-0201. But you're going to need to leave us a voicemail. And we'll do what we can to get you on. Or something nice and easy, and I've been getting a few emails that people have just said, hey, I don't really actually want to call. I don't like doing the phone call thing and being it on air. Email is so much easier. So let's do it. Email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has there been a party switch on the immigration debate? Why are potato chips getting cheaper? And does Trump's efforts at lowering drug prices actually make sense? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, if you want to leave us a voicemail, is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And we've really been thinking about some things to be doing in, you know, the next month to get ready for spring. We've talked about the different plantings, the different things that we want to do. Now, one thing as just a reminder to do, if you have stored any of your tubers or any of the old bulbs that you are keeping for spring to put back into the ground, I want you to double check all these guys and make sure that they're still doing well. Now I want you to grab onto them. Some of the tubers, you know, maybe they started to rot a little bit. Or maybe they just started to get a little bit softer. And the whole idea here is once goes bad, if it stays there, you know, it's the whole one bad apple theory. When one apple's bad, they all go bad, right? I mean, there's a little bit more to an apple considering it gives off the whichever. You get what I'm talking about. But the idea here is with the tuber, if it starts to rot, rot will then spread within that storage container. So take a look at it. go into wherever you have it, check them all out. If you're starting to feel any of the tubers, the bulbs, whichever, that are not doing well, get rid of them. You know, don't second guess it. If you're really concerned and you're saying, I really think it's okay, maybe put it in a different container by itself. Right? Maybe it's just a little bit soft and you're like, I think it's going to be okay. Move it to something else instead of keeping it with all of your tubers and your bulbs. And if it starts to rot in the day that you don't look at it or you haven't looked at it in a couple weeks, then it doesn't affect everything else. Right. So just keep that in mind, because this is the time where we just start to forget about those guys. We checked on them in January. We might have checked on them early, but we might not check them as much. So check out those guys. This is your weekly reminder to double check all of your house plants. Make sure that they're either watered or checked for water. Check for any insect visible on some of the plants. Rotating them so that the sun's going to hit all the different areas. Right. So all these things, it's your weekly reminder. Take a look at the humidity tray. So you have a humidity tray. Maybe you need to add more water, or maybe you need to refill the water by, you know, cleaning out the rocks that are in there, starting afresh again. You know, is it weekly? Is it biweekly? We're starting to get to the point where the sun is out a little bit longer. The days are getting a little bit longer. We're not fully into, you know, we're in the middle of February. As more we get into March, obviously it'll be longer days. And you'll be watering more often. This point in time, especially with all the winter weather we've had, whereas we've had some good snow, your house might have had more heat going on. Because it's been a little bit colder. And so checking your house plants and making sure, hey, maybe it, you know, it's not the 2 weeks, but check on them, because your house has been working overtime with some of this heat. And so your plants are in turn drying out quicker than that 2 week span. We're still not in the part of the season where we're going to add fertilizer to any of these plants. We're probably going to wait till at least the beginning of March to start waking up our house plants and saying, all right, we need to get you ready to go. But those are things that are on the horizon and we start getting ready for. Our plants are starting, our house plants are starting that warm up to get ready for the season. Now, it's not just, you know, our house plants. Some of our plants outside are starting to do that in different areas. The more south you go, the more they are starting to wake up and get ready. But, you know, it's, you know, our house plants are starting to say, all right, it's spring is coming. We know that it's happening. Let's start waking up. We're going to start absorbing a little bit more water. We're going to be absorbing a little bit more light, which is going to start making us grow a little bit. What can you do to help it? And we're going to take another break here. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark says volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Uh-huh. This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
A major NIH-funded study found that veterans paired with service dogs experienced significantly reduced PTSD symptoms compared with veterans receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'd love to hear from you. The best way to get a hold of us is an email. You can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can send me pictures of the flowers that are having issues or an area that you're looking for some questions on. You can send me, you know, tons of detail. Up to you. But that is the best way to get to us. Now, we've been talking about our indoor plants. We've been talking about, you know, they're starting to wake up. Well, we've also been talking about seeds. Well, I want you to think about the soil for these guys. Now, for seeds, you know, we're looking for a nice soilless mix. A nice, easy mix for our seed to get growing. Now, Espoma has a great seed starter. And it is, it's probably one of the better products out there when it comes to the mix that is in it. Now, the mycorrhizae that's also in there is definitely beneficial. But the perlite, the limestone, the yucca extract, as well as the sphagnum peat moss is the perfect mix for when it comes to starting seeds. It's light enough that the seeds will be able to expand their root systems, but it's got a little bit of the heaviness to it, just a little bit, to hold that seed in place that it's not just going to float away. Now, with all soils, especially when you're doing seeds, I always recommend watering the soil first. Now, it sounds crazy, But if you're using a seed starter mix that is mostly sphagnum peat moss, which we know will then in turn hold water, but it has to get wet in order for it to do that. If you just put that mix into a tray and then you water it after you've put the seed in, that seed will float. So when I say it's heavy enough to hold the seed, well, that means when it's done correctly. And so I always recommend watering the soil when you're using a seed starter mix of any kind, because that's going to hold that soil in place. So when you place the seed in, you can then cover it with the soil. And if you really wanted to, just a nice top dressing, a light that's not watered in, to really absorb some of that. But with all seed starting mixes, I always, always, always recommend watering it first. Now, Espomas is just called Organic Seed Starter, which is a premium potting mix. It's in a nice blue bag. You'll definitely recognize it. Now, for some of your house plants or any of the indoor plants that you might be repotting or getting ready, or anything in the next few weeks, take a look for the Espoma Organic Potting Mix. This one is a green bag. It's got a little bit of a light blue in the front picture, but it's mostly green. And this can be used indoor and outdoor for potted plants. It's got great mix to it. It's a little bit more than that, that peat moss that's the seed starter. It's got some sphagnum peat moss, which I would say at this point in time, 90%+ of soil mixes have some peat moss in it. But this is a 60-70% processed forest products, which is pine fines usually. It's like the fines from pine trees. It's what's ground down to be really small that's not used for mulch. It's a small amount. There's perlite, there's humus, there's limestone, there's earthworm castings, there's alfalfa meal, kelp meal, feather meal, and yucca extract in there. And then they also have the mycorrhizae in for the organic potting mix. Again, it's all indoor and outdoor containers. It is a great mix for, is it annuals? You can use it if your containers with perennials, seeds. It's a little bit heavier for some of the seeds that have started. But it's great for houseplants as well. And all that mixed together is really works. I mean, it's top of the line mixture together there that I'd love for you to be able to look at and use. Again, it's a organic potting mix from Espoma. It comes in a green bag, and that comes in a ton of different sizes: 4 quarts, 8 quarts, 16 quarts, and then 1 and 2 cubic feet. So big bags. Now then, if you want to get into specifics when it comes to certain plants like orchids or cactus or African violet or bonsai, those all have specific types of soil that they enjoy. Espoma has that as well. Now you can go onto Espoma's website at espoma.com. It's spelled ESPOMA.com to get more information about each one of these blends. They all have a blend of the Mycotone mycorrhizae. It's their version of the mycorrhizae. There is the mixture that they have together. It's multiple versions of the mycorrhizae, different varieties of it. The species is what I was looking for. The different types of species of mycorrhizae fungus that are in there. So there's different ones in each one, a different style. So it's perfect. That's their Mycotone that is in there. Now, like I said, they have a few different mixes for the different style that you're looking for. And, whether it be African violet, bonsai, cactus, or orchid, orchid's going to need a little bit more bark in there. But it doesn't stop there. They do have some more for outside. They have a lawn soil. They have a what they call land and sea compost, a mushroom compost. They have a raised bed mix. They flower and veggie soil. The straight earthworm castings, and they also have an all-purpose garden soil. So top-of-the-line soils and a huge list of different varieties for you. So definitely take a look and see which one might be the best for what you're looking to do. And again, you can go to their website at espoma.com. When you get to their homepage, look at the products. Scroll down to potting soils and it'll bring you to that whole line. They're not just your fertilizer company, right? You know, you think of Espoma for the longest time, you thought of Holytone. That's the first thing that always popped into my mind. Maybe it's because I'm in the industry, but it was always like a Holytone plant tone. They've had these potting mixes for a number of years. They are amazing. Really take a look at it. And while you're there, you can even look at, you know, for this upcoming spring, their lawn fertilizers. Right? So they have four. They have a program with four fertilizers. Their Spring Lawn Booster, the All Seasons Lawn Food, their Summer Revitalizer, and then their Fall Winterizer. They also, if you wanted to do something for the spring for weeds, they have the Corn Gluten, which is their weed preventer that you could use as their first application. But they, you know, great organic fertilizers for this upcoming spring. Now, depending upon where you are, you might go to their website and it's saying, you know, use early spring, and right on there it says February to April. Well, if you're in New England, I'm going to tell you February is not where we need to start. We're probably closer to April. But you get the gist of it. Some parts of the country are starting their lawn care this time. But they have some really good organic fertilizers. I personally think you could use it as a five-step, just like we talked about, you know, it, with any fertilizer out there. If you really have a weed weed issue, using the weed preventer first, then using that spring lawn boost, that lawn food, then go into the all seasons, followed by the summer, and then finish with the fall winterizer, or doing the winterizer twice. So there's a few options for you, but you know, it's definitely worth taking a look. They have a really good video, and they also have a lawn care brochure on their website with more information for you. So if you're kind of in between, you're saying, I'm not sure which way I want to go, that's what you can do right onto their website. And this is in that product line that we talked about. You know, you go to their homepage, click on products, and then you go to lawn fertilizers to get this information. So, you know, this is the time to do that research. I've said it way too many times today, but I want you to look at it and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to work for me. And so they've got the full gamut of what you need to do with the garden. You know, the liquid fertilizers as well as the synthetics versus the regular garden fertilizers. You know, your liquid fertilizers have tons of beneficial microbes in it, and the natural proteins that are needed for your plants. So adding to this is very helpful for your plants. Especially, you know, the one that I like for the next, you know, in about a month when you're going to start fertilizing, and it's less than a month at this point, is the indoor product from our Espoma. It's an organic product for houseplant, and it's called Indoor. Now, it comes in an 8-ounce bottle. You actually need to mix it with water before you use it. It's not one where you can just pour in. So it is a concentrate. But it has got the best blends of proteins that, you know, the plants need to get them started, for especially for a house plant. And again, it's 100% natural and organic. It's phenomenal. It's just top of the line. But it says, on the details, it's add a half a cap of the indoor fertilizer per quart of water. Now, again, that's going to be into March when we're getting started. just to get you ready. I'm, you know, preempting this when it comes to fertilizing, and we'll talk more about this as the really as the season gets into the swing, once we get into spring and into summer. But when you're fertilizing anything, and especially when you're coming back from a winter where you haven't fertilized, I want you to make sure that you water your plants before you use a liquid fertilizer, if you're going to use a liquid fertilizer. Because your plants have had, you know, a lot of winter where they've slowly been getting water. And so if the house is warming up, the outside's warming up, they're going to take the water quickly. It's going to dry out a little bit more quickly. So we need to make sure that when you pour the water in that has fertilizer, it just doesn't run through. It stays where it needs to be, and it stays at the root system and gets to the plant to help it stay healthy and get bigger blooms, bigger roots, bigger flowers, bigger leaves, bigger everything. And so just, you know, something to be thinking about, especially right now coming out of the winter. Again, we're 2 to 3 weeks away from starting to fertilize again, but make sure you heavily water prior to it. You know, bring it into the sink, in the bathtub, you know, one of those areas. Give it a really good drink, then fertilize. You're going to have better results by doing it that way. You don't want the fertilizer to just go into the drain and wash away. It just doesn't make sense to do. Anyways, we're going to take another break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a bow on it. So stay tuned for that. If you have some questions, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey. It's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bite, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if you want to call and leave us a voicemail, is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And I did want to mention, I got an email from Christine, and it is a picture of a 60-year-old Christmas cactus. And she sent it to me multiple times. And it's, as she said, it's her annual picture of the heirloom family Christmas cactus that blooms typically from mid-January to late March. Now, I wanted to pass this on because it's blooming right now. She sent me this picture 3 days ago. But it's so cool because it was started by her grandmother in the 1950s. I mean, just awesome. Because now this plant has been around for, we're anywhere close to almost 70 years if it was planted in the 50s, the mid-50s, right? If I'm doing the math correct, it's 2025. If it was planted in 1955, that's 70 years old. It is phenomenal. And what a great thing that you can remember that your grandmother planted this. Your grandmother. 60 plus years ago. I got to bring it up. It's awesome. Love the picture. Thank you, Christine, for sending it to me. You can see it's got some woody structure to it. It's got some great flowers to it. It's just awesome. So I appreciate you sending that to me. It's a nice, good thing to see. Get excited for this spring that's coming. You know, I know it's a winter blooming plant, but it's just plants blooming, plants growing, plants doing that. It just gets you excited for the spring. We're getting ready for it. You know, the snow is still going to keep happening for a bit here, but spring is on the horizon. And the whole theme really of the whole show has been, you know, get ready for spring. Plan ahead. Think about all the different things you can do to be ahead of the game. So when the season hits, you hit the ground running, and you're ahead of everybody else, and you're sitting back and enjoying the garden, while everybody else is still trying to figure some things out. Now, obviously, weather is going to be, you know, part of this to make it so you can't always hit the ground running, but if you've done the research, you're ready to go, you know exactly what you need to do, you'd be able to do it. And this spring, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to get out there and do a few more things in the garden. Expand the garden. Maybe it's expanding the garden by subtracting part of the lawn. Up to you. There's options out there. But I really want you guys to be doing some research and thinking about it. Because, you know, this is spring. It's a new opportunity for the season. Right? Come out of a winter where, like I said earlier, everybody's been sick. Everybody I talked to has been hit with the flu where it was like 3 to 5 days down and out. Well, now let's get into that spring with some excitement, some beautiful plants, some ideas of what we're going to do so we can enjoy it for the rest of that of the year and go right through. Like we talked about in one of the first segments about planting in succession for your veggie garden. Plant in succession when it comes to your annuals. Think about what's going to bloom early, what's going to bloom mid, what's going to bloom mid to late, and then what's going to bloom late. You can do that with your shrubs. These are all things I want you to be thinking about right now. Well, we have a little bit extra time. And maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have extra time and you'll have to do it later. But the idea is get ahead. Get ready for spring. As soon as spring hits, we know it's going to be crazy, but we're going to enjoy it. Now, that's going to do us for this week. I appreciate everybody for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also call us, leave us a voicemail. That phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And remember, just call, leave a voicemail. Otherwise, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for $1. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has there been a party switch on the immigration debate? Why are potato chips getting cheaper? And does Trump's efforts at lowering drug prices actually make sense? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says Iran's supreme leader has been killed in a joint U.S. and Israeli military operation.
The president announced the death of Ayatollah Khamenei in a social media post, writing that the supreme leader was one of the most evil people in history. Donald Trump also said the Ayatollah's passing is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The death occurred after a joint U.S.-Israeli aerial bombardment, and the president said heavy bombing would continue for several days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
University of St. Andrews Strategic Studies Professor Philip O'Brien says the answer to a key question should come soon after the military operation comes to an end.
Have they been able to devastate the regime to the degree that the regime's rule is threatened and the leadership has, say, been decapitated? That is something we should know in a few days, whether they've gotten that part of the operation under control or not. If, you know, within a week they have not gotten rid of the regime is still there, the military is still loyal, and the Iranian people have not risen up, then I think we can say they had not done their preparation work.
World leaders have responded cautiously after U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran raised fears of perhaps a wider war. Yesterday, European leaders held emergency meetings, moving to protect citizens in the Mideast, Britain, France, Germany urging the U.S. and Iran to actually restart talks. They condemned Iranian attacks on the region, the European Union calling the situation perilous, etc. However, Australia and Canada have expressed more solid support for the U.S. position. Pakistan's military has struck deeper into Afghanistan as border fighting there intensifies, and both sides claim to have inflicted heavy losses. Yesterday, Pakistani officials said their artillery and air power hit Afghan military sites and killed more than 300 Afghan forces. News, analysis, and more at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Another big company is leaving California.
Public Storage, which is the largest self-storage company in the United States, announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Frisco, Texas. The company was founded in California in 1972 and has been based in Glendale, a Los Angeles suburb. Public Storage said it is moving to take advantage of the depth of talent and innovation in the Frisco market.
Correspondent Bill Alexander adding that conservatives suggest that California's high taxes, among other things, played a part. Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at bringing transparency to the U.S. healthcare system.
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
More news at townhall.com. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number of accuracy of Russian attacks.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
Correspondent Keith Peters. NASA is revamping its Artemis moon landing program. Their new administrator, Jared Isaacman, announcing the shakeup in the flight lineup yesterday, days after the space agency's new moon rocket returned to its Florida hangar for more repairs. Artemis II, which is a lunar fly-around by four astronauts, is off until at least April. The follow-up mission, Artemis III, had been targeting a landing near the moon's south pole. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour. starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes. For the next few minutes, please stay with me. It'll be a time of motivation, some inspiration, some education. And, of course, we do it without any manipulation because we're not trying to con anybody. No games, no gimmicks, no request for money, no solicitation to join anything. Just asking you to listen for a few minutes as we discuss the plan of God for your life. Hopefully, we can verify and identify that plan, and then you, if you would like to, you have the freedom and the privacy to orient and adjust to the plan of God in your own life. You have to make your own decisions. You've given two ends, one to sit with, one to think with, and success in life depends on which one of them you use. Heads you win, tails you lose. So you are a product of your own decisions, and bad decisions always limit future options. The worst decision anyone could ever make is the decision to reject God's solution to sin. That is to reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. The Bible clearly says, he that believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, and he that believeth not, the wrath of God abides on him already. So God the Father provided a solution for my sin in the person of his own Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord. And by believing in him and receiving him as my Savior, then the Father and I now are on the same page and we have fellowship together. And that's why the Bible says, he that knew no sin was made sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God through him, by means of him. That's how we come to the Father, not by our works, because the Bible again says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift from God, not of works, lest anyone should brag about it. So with that in mind, we want to move on in our weekly Flatline series, 730 Sundays we've been on the air doing this show. You can add up 52 Sundays in a year and figure out how many years we've been doing this. And I'm honored that you're listening. Thank you for being there. I always love to hear from you. Don't hesitate to write. Rick at rickhughesministries.org is our email address, Rick at rickhughesministries.org. Or simply go to the website, rickhughesministries.org. And you can find us there. You can order books from the website, books that we've printed, and we supply free of charge. Never do we solicit money. Never do we ask for money on this radio show. So go to the website, look around. You can also listen to previous radio shows. All 730 of them are listed there. And they will play just by clicking on it, or you can Bluetooth them through your car. We also have started a new podcast, and you can find that on Spotify, The Flotline. And eventually it will be available on Apple iPod, but it takes a while to get that going. All right, are you with me? We want to study today the ministry of God, the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 3:16. He said, I pray that God would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be made strong by means of His Spirit in the inner man. That's where the spiritual strength comes from to live the Christian life, by means of the Holy Spirit in the inner man. When the Lord announced to the disciples that He was going to leave them, in John 14:2-3, He told these guys, the disciples, these words. Quoting now from John, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also. Now that was a shock to them. They didn't fully comprehend the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not yet. And they certainly didn't comprehend the exit resurrection and the return of Christ. Not yet. But He did tell them that in His absence, He was going to send another teacher, one like Himself, which He called the Spirit of Truth. In John 14:16, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, so that He may abide with you forever. Forever is forever, even in our eternal life, I would assume. In John 14:26, but when the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, when He comes, He shall teach you all things and bring them to your remembrance, whatever I said to you. Prior to this time, the disciples had been getting face-to-face teaching. In these verses, we see our Lord telling the disciples that they would now have a new way of learning the Father's plan. Since our Lord Jesus Christ was going to leave them, they had been with Him face-to-face for several years, and they've had face-to-face teaching, watching Him, listening to Him, but now He's going away. And in the future, they're going to be required to operate by faith perception, since there was no more empirical evidence since Christ was leaving. So they were going to have faith to perceive what the plan was. And how's that going to happen? Jesus told them, He, the Holy Spirit, will bring all things to your remembrance. This is mentioned in Peter's writings, where he stated that the Holy Spirit gave them the recall and the direction as they wrote the letters, which we now call the New Testament. And they did not know they were writing what is considered our Bible. They did not know that. They didn't know when the Lord called them or when the Lord departed from them that they would be the most famous writers in the history of the world, that they would write what we know to be the canon of Scripture or the Bible, the inspired Word of God. They had no idea that that was going to take place. But they did it. And the Holy Spirit prepared them for what they wrote. Peter mentioned this in 2 Peter 1:20-21, where he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not at any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So he is letting you know that this is not some conceived plan. This was not their desire to publish a book and sell it. The Bible is the number one selling book in the world today, and if you want a Bible about the Bible for babies, the Bible for divorced women, the Bible for divorced men, the Bible for hunters, the Bible for fishermen, the Bible for Christians, I mean, holy cow, there's a lot of Bibles out there, and everybody wants to sell you a Bible. I personally like to go into the New Testament and read the New Testament from the original manuscripts. And I'm not a Greek scholar, not by any means. But there's enough literary help that I can use the Greek vocabulary and go into the New Testament and look at words like the word love, for example. Love, L-O-V-E. There are four different Greek words for love. And yet they're all translated L-O-V-E. But in the original languages, it could be agapao or phileo, or even a couple of words that aren't used in the scripture, like stokeo and erao. And so these are four different Greek words, all translate into the English as love. So we have to understand what love the Bible's speaking about. In John 21, the Lord kept asking Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And he kept using one word, and the Lord was looking for another word. And so it's important when you study the Bible, especially if you're under a well-qualified pastor, that you, number one, are under the control of the Holy Spirit, and number two, that that pastor is under control of the Holy Spirit, and he's teaching you from the original languages. A lot of things lose their meaning in the translation. So we always go to the eisegetics of the word, and we always try to exegete the passage so that we go line by line, word by word, like that. Okay? So here we go. Let's keep on with this. The same Holy Spirit was given to you, the one, the Holy Spirit that Peter spoke about, how it led them to write what they wrote, how he led them to write what they wrote. That same Holy Spirit is given to you the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. I know this from Ephesians 1:13, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, that's getting saved, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. So God the Father, at the moment that you made a decision to receive Christ as your Savior, sealed you with the Holy Spirit and guarantees your inheritance. Now, it's like someone making homemade jelly and putting a sealing on it, a paraffin wax, they used to do that. Or sometimes they'll vacuum seal homemade vegetables and it seals the flavor in. The Holy Spirit seals your redemption. He will never leave you. He won't forsake you. He's always there until the time that God calls you home. So the objective of that indwelling of the Holy Spirit is to enable you and me to overcome the demands of our sin nature, or what we call the flesh. The flesh is always there. All personal sins that we commit come from the desires of the flesh. And they're a product of our volition. We choose to sin. Paul, again, wrote about this in Romans 7:15 through 20, where he said, "I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, then I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it's sin living in me." That's our sin nature. "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me." That's the ability to do good. That is my sinful nature. "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out." Verse 18. "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer I who do it, but it's sin living in me that does it." Do is mentioned a lot in that verse. There's three different words for do. All three different Greek words, but they all translate out do, do, do. And so what Paul is saying is he has a sin nature. He wants to do the right thing, but sometimes the sin nature exhibits itself and causes us to fail. It could be a mental attitude sin, like worry or fear of anxiety or anger or jealousy or bitterness. Or it could be a sin of the tongue, like slandering or lying or gossiping or maligning. It could even maybe be an overt sin, such as adultery or fornication or stealing. But all sins originate from the lust of the flesh. And your volitional decision, my volitional decision, to obey what the flesh desires. That's why we're given the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit. He can sustain us in this daily battle. And He uses the Word of God as our comfort and our encouragement. And so we find in Galatians 5:16, "This I am, walk by means of the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is contrary to the flesh. And they are in conflict with each other, so that you're not to do whatever you want to do." This tells you that there is a battle going on in your mind 24/7, a battle to control your thoughts, because your spiritual life is lived in your thoughts. And those thoughts translate out of motives, intentions, and desires. And so if you're going to live the spiritual life, you have to learn to control what you think. That's why the Bible tells us, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and made himself of no reputation." That's why the Bible says in Romans 12:3, "Stop thinking of yourself in terms of arrogance beyond what you should think. But think in terms of humility, as God has assigned to each one of us a standard of thinking from His Word." This is where you live your spiritual life, in your thoughts. And this is where the Holy Spirit can sustain you and teach you and encourage you. But if you quench the Holy Spirit, if you grieve the Holy Spirit, then He's not able to do His job. And so we have two negative mandates in the Bible. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, which says, "Do not quench the Spirit." And the second one is in Ephesians 4:30, "Do not grieve the Spirit of God." Quenching the Spirit is you shutting off the power. It's like you're trying to water the lawn and you take the water hose and you bend it in half and it stops the water from coming out. When you sin and you do not rebound the sin, then you quench the Holy Spirit. He no longer has the power to guide you, encourage you, because you have surrendered control of your life, of your thoughts, to your flesh. And now the flesh takes over. And this is the battle Paul talks about, the flesh warring against the Spirit warring against the flesh. They both want to control what you think. That's why, again, the spiritual life is lived in your thoughts, in your soul, in the mentality of your soul. And it reflects itself in your actions and what you do. So we have a term for when you're out of fellowship with God. If you're out of fellowship with God, you're carnal, the Bible says. This means you have unconfessed sin in your life. In 1 Corinthians 3:3, and 2 Corinthians 10:4, and Romans 7:14, these all talk about being carnal or sinful. It is possible for a Christian to sin, and it is possible for a Christian to wallow or stay in that sin. And if you do, you're carnal. You're in reversionism. You're going backwards. But there's also a term for a Christian that's filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's the term spiritual. In Galatians 6:1 and 1 Corinthians 3:1, Paul talks about us being spiritual. Now, this doesn't mean that if we take a famous celebrity like Billy Graham, a world-famous evangelist, he could not be any more spiritual than you. Because if he's filled with the Spirit and you're filled with the Spirit, it's the same Holy Spirit. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you're spiritual, but that doesn't mean that you are a mature believer. Maturity is based on the content of the Word of God in your soul. Spirituality is based on whether or not you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and still be a baby Christian. That's the plan, because the Holy Spirit wants you to grow up. He wants you to move from being an infant Christian to being a mature believer, to understanding the complete plan of God for your life. So the Word of God can protect you if you learn it. If you learn the Word of God and apply the Word of God, then you can stay out of sin. Therefore, the Holy Spirit helps you in this matter. Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against you. And in Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. That's the Holy Spirit working in you. So this is what the Holy Spirit's job is to do, to keep you out of sin, to alert you when your sin nature is tempting you, to
let you. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Going to wherever you have it, check them all out. If you're starting to feel any of the tubers, the bulbs, whichever, that are not doing well, get rid of them. Now, don't second guess it. If you're really concerned and you're saying, I really think it's okay, maybe put it in a different container by itself. Right? Maybe it's just a little bit soft and you're like, I think it's going to be okay. Move it to something else instead of keeping it with all of your tubers and your bulbs. And if it starts to rot in the day that you don't look at it, or you haven't looked at it in a couple weeks, then it doesn't affect everything else. Right? So just keep that in mind, because this is the time where we just start to forget about those guys. We checked on them in January. We might have checked on them early, but we might not check them as much. So check out those guys. This is your weekly reminder to double check all of your house plants. Make sure that they're either watered or checked for water. Check for any insect visible on some of the plants. Rotating them so that the sun's going to hit all the different areas. Right, so all these things, it's your weekly reminder. Take a look at the humidity tray. So you have a humidity tray. Maybe you need to add more water, or maybe you need to refill the water by, you know, cleaning out the rocks that are in there, starting afresh again. You know, is it weekly? Is it biweekly? We're starting to get to the point where the sun is out a little bit longer. The days are getting a little bit longer. We're not fully into, you know, we're in the middle of February. As more we get into March, obviously it'll be longer days, and you'll be watering more often. This point in time, especially with all the winter weather we've had, whereas we've had some good snow, your house might have had more heat going on because it's been a little bit colder. And so checking your house plants and making sure, hey, maybe it, you know, it's not the 2 weeks, but check on them, because your house has been working overtime with some of this heat. And so your plants are in turn drying out quicker than that 2 week span. We're still not in the part of the season where we're going to add fertilizer to any of these plants. We're probably going to wait till at least the beginning of March to start waking up our house plants and saying, all right, we need to get you ready to go. But those are things that are on the horizon and we start getting ready for. Our house plants are starting that warm up to get ready for the season. Now, it's not just, you know, our house plants. Some of our plants outside are starting to do that in different areas. The more south you go, the more they are starting to wake up and get ready. But, you know, it's, you know, our houseplants are starting to say, all right, it's spring is coming. We know that it's happening. Let's start waking up. We're going to start absorbing a little bit more water. We're going to be absorbing a little bit more light, which is going to start making us grow a little bit. What can you do to help it? And we're going to take another break here. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering, restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Recurring automated marketing text messages can send and are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. A major NIH-funded study found that veterans paired with service dogs experienced significantly reduced PTSD symptoms compared with veterans receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'd love to hear from you. The best way to get a hold of us is an email. You can email us at paulpgardenclub flatlinepodcast@gmail.com. You can send me pictures of the flowers that are having issues or an area that you're looking for some questions on. You can send me, you know, tons of detail. Up to you. But that is the best way to get to us. Now, we've been talking about our indoor plants. We've been talking about, you know, they're starting to wake up. Well, we've also been talking about seeds. Well, I want you to think about the soil for these guys. Now, for seeds, you know, we're looking for a nice soilless mix. A nice, easy mix for our seed to get growing. Now, Espoma has a great seed starter. And it is, it's probably one of the better products out there when it comes to the mix that is in it. Now, the mycorrhizae that's also in there is definitely beneficial, but the perlite, the limestone, the yucca extract, as well as the sphagnum peat moss is the perfect mix for when it comes to starting seeds. It's light enough that the seeds will be able to expand their root systems, but it's got a little bit of the heaviness to it, just a little bit, to hold that seed in place that it's not just going to float away. Now, with all soils, if you're, especially when you're doing seeds, I always recommend watering the soil first. Now, it sounds crazy, but if you're using a seed starter mix that is mostly sphagnum peat moss, which we know will then in turn hold water, but it has to get wet in order for it to do that. If you just put that mix into a tray and then you water it after you've put the seed in, that seed will float. So when I say it's heavy enough to hold the seed, well, that means when it's done correctly. And so I always recommend watering the soil when you're using a seed starter mix of any kind, because that's going to hold that soil in place. So when you place the seed in, you can then cover it with the soil. And if you really wanted to, just a nice top dressing, a light that's not watered in, to really absorb some of that. But with all seed starting mixes, I always, always, always recommend watering it first. Now, Espoma's is just called Organic Seed Starter, which is a premium potting mix. It's in a nice blue bag. You'll definitely recognize it. Now, for some of your house plants or any of the indoor plants that you might be repotting or getting ready, or you know, anything in the next few weeks, you know, take a look for the Espoma Organic Potting Mix. This one is a green bag. It's got a little bit of a light blue in the front picture, but it's mostly green. And this can be used indoor and outdoor for potted plants. It's got great mix to it. It's a little bit more than that, you know, that peat moss that's the seed starter. It's got some sphagnum peat moss, which I would say at this point in time, 90%+ of soil mixes have some peat moss in it. But this is a 60 to 70% processed forest products, which is pine fines usually. It's like the fines from a lot of, well, pine trees. It's what's ground down to be really small that's not used for mulch. It's a small amount. There's perlite, there's humus, there's limestone, there's earthworm castings, there's alfalfa meal, kelp meal, feather meal, and yucca extract in there. And then they also have the mycorrhizae in for the organic potting mix. Again, it's all indoor and outdoor containers. It is a great mix for, you know, is it annuals? It's, you can use it if your container is with perennials, seeds. It's a little bit heavier for some of the seeds that have started, but it's great for houseplants as well. And all that mixed together is really works. I mean, it's top of the line mixture together there that I'd love for you to be able to look at and use. Again, it's a organic potting mix from Espoma. It comes in a green bag. And that comes in a ton of different size. 4 quarts, 8 quarts, 16 quarts, and then 1 and 2 cubic feet. So big bags. Now then, if you want to get into specifics when it comes to certain plants, like orchids or cactus or African violet or bonsai, those all have specific types of soil that they enjoy. Espoma has that as well. Now, you can go onto Espoma's website at espoma.com. It's spelled E-S-P-O-M-A.com to get more information about each one of these blends. They all have a blend of the Mycotone mycorrhizae. It's their... it's their version of the mycorrhizae. There is the mixture that they have together. It's multiple versions of the mycorrhizae, different varieties of it. The species is what I was looking for. The different types of species of mycorrhizae fungus that are in there. So there's different ones in each one in different style. So it's perfect. That's their Mycotone that is in there. Now, like I said, they have a few different mixes for the different style that you're looking for. And, you know, whether it be African violet, bonsai, cactus, or orchid, you know, orchid's going to need a little bit more bark in there. But it doesn't stop there. They do have some more for outside. They have a lawn soil. They have what they call land and sea compost, a mushroom compost. They have a raised bed mix, the flower and veggie soil, the straight earthworm castings, and they also have an all-purpose garden soil. It's a top-of-the-line soils and a huge list of different varieties for you. So definitely take a look and see which one might be the best for what you're looking to do. And again, you can go to their website at espoma.com. When you get to their homepage, look at the products, scroll down to potting soils, and it'll bring you to that whole line. They're not just your fertilizer company, right? You know, you think of Espoma for the longest time, you thought of Holytone. That's the first thing that always popped into my mind. Maybe it's because I'm in the industry, but it was always like a Holytone plant tone. They've had these potting mixes for a number of years. They are amazing. Really take a look at it. And while you're there, you can even look at, you know, for this upcoming spring, their lawn fertilizers. Right? So they have a program with 4 fertilizers. Their spring lawn booster, the all seasons lawn food, their summer revitalizer, and then their fall winterizer. They also, if you wanted to do something for the spring for weeds, they have the corn gluten, which is their weed preventer that you could use as their first application. But they, you know, great organic fertilizers for this upcoming spring. Now, depending upon where you are, you might go to their website and it's saying, you know, use early spring, and right on there it says February to April. Well, if you're in New England, I'm going to tell you February is not where we need to start. We're probably closer to April, but you get the gist of it. Some parts of the country are starting their lawn care this time. But they have some really good organic fertilizers. I personally think you could use it as a 5-step, just like we talked about, you know, with any fertilizer out there. If you really have a weed weed issue, using the weed preventer first, then using that spring lawn boost, that lawn food, then going to the all seasons, followed by the summer, and then finish with the fall winterizer, or doing the winterizer twice. So there's a few options for you, but you know, it's definitely worth taking a look. They have a really good video, and they also have a lawn care brochure on their website with more information for you. So if you're kind of in between, you're saying, I'm not sure which way I want to go, that's what you can do right onto their website. And this is in that product line that we talked about. You know, you go to their homepage, click on products, and then you go to lawn fertilizers to get this information. So, This is the time to do that research. I've said it way too many times today, but I want you to look at it and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to work for me. And so they've got the full gamut of what you need to do with the garden. You know, the liquid fertilizers as well as the synthetics versus the regular garden fertilizers. You know, your liquid fertilizers have tons of beneficial microbes in it, and the natural proteins that are needed for your plants. So adding to this was very helpful for your plants. Especially, you know, the one that I like for the next, in about a month when you're going to start fertilizing, and it's less than a month at this point, is the indoor product from Espoma. It's an organic product for houseplant, and it's called Indoor. Now, it comes in an 8-ounce bottle. You actually need to mix it with water before you use it. It's not one where you can just pour in, so it is a concentrate. But it has got the best blends of proteins that, you know, the plants need to get them started, for especially for a houseplant. And again, it's 100% natural and organic. It's phenomenal. It's just top of the line. But it says on the details, it's add a half a cap of the indoor fertilizer per quart of water. Now, again, that's going to be into March when we're getting started. Just to get you ready,
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
You're going to have better results by doing it that way. You don't want the fertilizer to just go into the drain and wash away. It just doesn't make sense to do. Anyways, we're going to take another break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a bow on it. So stay tuned for that. If you have some questions, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters. $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. More money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if you want to call and leave us a voicemail, is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And I did want to mention, I got an email from Christine, and...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And it's...